The Presentation, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail to the Lord who comes to his temple gate, not with his angel hosts, nor in his kingly state, but born upon the throne of Mary's gentle breast, thus to his Father's house he comes a humble guest. The world's true light draws near, all darkness to dispel, the flame of faith is lit, and dies the power of hell. Our bodies and our souls are temples now for him, for we are born of grace, God lights our souls within. O light of all the earth, we light our lives with thee, the chains of darkness gone, all sons of God are free. The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Lord. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Lord. They went to offer to the Lord what the law ordered, a pair of turtle doves or a pair of pigeons. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They went to offer to the Lord what the law ordered, a pair of turtle doves or a pair of pigeons. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all the nations to see. A canticle from Colossians 1. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all the nations to see. A reading from Hebrews 4. It is not as if we had a high priest who is incapable of feeling our weakness with us, but we have one who has been tempted in every way that we are, though he is without sin. Let us be confident, then, in approaching the throne of grace, that we may have mercy from him and find grace when we are in need of help. Responsory. The Lord has made known his saving power. The Lord has made known his saving power. He has prepared this wonder in sight of all the peoples. The Lord has made known his saving power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has made known his saving power. Today, the Blessed Virgin Mary presented the child Jesus in the temple. There, Simeon took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today, the Blessed Virgin Mary presented the child Jesus in the temple. There, Simeon took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. We celebrate the presentation of Jesus in the temple. He has established a new covenant and is himself the temple of the living God. Let us acclaim him as our Saviour. Our eyes have seen your salvation. You are the true light that enlightens all. Help us to know and accept you as our Lord and God. Our eyes have seen your salvation. You are the glory of your church. In the fidelity of your people, let all see your saving power. Our eyes have seen your salvation. Your Holy Spirit rested on Simeon, and he recognized your coming. Let your Spirit dwell with us, so that we may recognize you in our lives. Our eyes have seen your salvation. At your presentation, Simeon prophesied that Our Lady would be pierced to the heart. Grant us the constancy and love she showed at the foot of the cross. Our eyes have seen your salvation. Many have seen your promise and died in your peace. May they share now the glory you prepared for all the nations. Our eyes have seen your salvation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, on this day your only begotten Son was presented in the temple in flesh and blood like ours. Purify us in mind and heart, that we may meet you in your glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.